The amendment would change the current seniority system that determines who will be the Chief Justice to one where the seven justices would vote every 2 years to select the chief. In a debate in Madison this week, incumbent Justice Anne Walsh Bradley urged a no vote on the amendment, saying its only purpose is to unseat the current Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson, who leads the liberal minority on the court.
I don't think the Constitution should be used as a tool for political payback.
Her opponent, Rock County Judge James Daly, says allowing the justices to elect their own leader will force the court to live by democratic principles.
It's like electing a president, a senator, an assemblyman, or a mayor. It's being accountable to the voters.
Bradley took Daly to task for seeking support from the state Republican Party in his bid to unseat her, but Daly says he sought support from Democrats as well.
But I speak with people who have a similar philosophy as I have, conservative philosophy. And what they're telling me is that they don't like that Justice Bradley has brought her personal liberal politics and her special interests into the court.
Bradley says her support for keeping partisan and special interest campaign funds out of judicial races is essential to maintaining public trust in the court.
Special interest groups that have unknown agendas, unlimited amounts of money, undermines that public trust.
The election is April 7th. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.